Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. Today is Yom Sheni Shabbat Kodesh, Vav Av, Tafshin Pe. So, first of all, we would be remiss not to mention the passing of one of the respected Rabbanim of the Keilah, Akov Menashe Alev Shalom. Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Skin Alev Shalom. Sabal Yisurim Kashim Umanim. I would love to say more, but they didn't even have the Levaya yet. Bezat Hashem, in the coming days, we'll dedicate more Shirim Nishmato. Bezat Hashem, Tein Nishmato Tzorot Tzor Chaim. And he should be Melitz Yoshon Am Yisrael. He always had a smile on his face and wanted to be Mekarev. He was a quintessential example of how to bring people closer. Laviyam Sheba Shemayim. The smile, always giving a person dignity and respect, no matter of their level of religiosity. We started speaking a little bit on Friday about the way to give Musa and the way to bring people closer. Ze ayahu. Ze mamash kol shuruach habiriyot no chayamenu, ruach hamakom no chayamenu. Ze mamash wa'alav shalom sken. Tein nishmat ha'tzolam sen chayamenu. That's cool. So we were in the Tomer Devorah, Pirek Sheni. We're speaking about different, yes, we're in the Keter. We were speaking about different attributes or different senses of how a person's supposed to resemble a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we spoke about the forehead, the ears, the eyes. Now we're going to speak about Bechotamo. Number six is the nose. How's your nose supposed to resemble, or how are you supposed to act with your nose in a way like a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, Me'olam lo yimatze bocharon af kelal. Now in general, it's interesting how he describes, remember the forehead, what did he say? When a person's angry or when a person has something on his mind, the first thing to wrinkle is the forehead. Then he says in Lashon HaKodesh, how do you refer to anger? Haron af, nose flaring. Person gets angry. It says, make sure your nose is clear of flares. No flares in the nose, only on the road. Zil. So he says, Ela tamid be'apo, chayim v'ratzon tov, v'arichut af, afilu le'otam she'enam agunim. What do you call a person who is long to anger? Erech apayim, erech af. Have a, it's funny, long nose. A kavana, be long to anger. Person should always keep himself in check. V'tamid rotze le'malot ratzon u'le'afi kol she'ela. As much as a person could, doesn't mean being a doormat. But we just had recently, do you remember, there's a machloket in the Gemara between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Meir said, "Me'olam lo avarti al divrei chaverai," which means what? He always wanted to fulfill the other opinion. If a person can, a person should have in his mind, I wish that I can fulfill the ratzon of everybody else. Not always can a person. Sometimes we're limited beings. We're finite beings. We can. But we should have that, I want to make everybody happy, and I want to placate everybody. And if somebody asks me for a favor, I always want to be able to do it. When a person walks around with that attitude, it's a totally different thing. So he says, "Ulachayot kol nitke." If a person's able to uplift, to breathe life into, you know, the downtrodden, "Umotzim chotmot tamid mechilat avon ve'avarat pesha." It says, "Ve'no ko'es b'chote lo afilu be'et chet'o," which means you should always use your nose. Obviously, this is all symbolic and colloquial. It's not, especially now during COVID, a person should keep his nose to himself. Aval mikol makom. It's symbolically. You should know, a person. You know, yesh b'ze chokhmah that the doctors and the scientists say, don't. You know, not supposed to touch your face. Not supposed to touch your nose. Touch your eyes. Any of the orifices. By the way, where they get it from? The Gemara. The Gemara says that yad. It says yad lape tikatzitz. Yad la ozen tikatzitz. Yad la ayin tikatzitz. Yad la gigi tikatzitz. It's all these things are from Gemara Masechet Shabbat. That if a person touches these places before netilat yadayim, ma oseh? Mamash sakana. So bishat sakana, you're not supposed to, or when there's things on your, whether it's ruach ra'ah or disease, whatever it is, you don't touch your orifices. Yesh b'zeh chokmah. Yesh b'zeh. But the idea over here is that a person should use his nose always for what? For being pleasant and gentle. Mechilat avonot also symbolically comes from the nose. It says many, many of these different things. So, ve'no ko'ais v'chotelo afilu be'ait chet'o. Do not be angry at one who angers you, or one who sins against you, even at the time that he's sinning. Sometimes a person will be under attack. We have to try at least. It's very difficult madriga to get to, but a person gets to such a madriga through learning Musar that somebody's able to come attack him, not physically, obviously, but even, you know, verbally or whatever. You know, I said that. I know somebody, I have a relative of mine, they're a very funny couple. They grew old together, and the lady was the wife was a fireball. And she would many times, you know, she would scream at her husband, she would berate him and whatever. You know, the husband, you know, bedin vayavor, not saying that that's optimal. And then he passed away in his skin. The husband, he was an older man, he passed away. And the wife, she cried so much by the levaya and she misses him. Ma'at bochat, yeah? What are you crying? Aval, mikol makom. She learned from him, you know. You know, especially, you have to learn to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, even when you're under attack. So, Ela mitratzet tamid v'chafetz chesed la'asot nachat ruach lakol. A person should always want to do good and kindness to others. And not, do you see the rolling theme in this Tomer Devorah over here, especially in this Midav the Keter, is what? Is he's talking about using all of your body parts, all of your, especially the ones in the head, the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the nose. Everything is supposed to be used for what? For ratzon tov. Everything for goodwill, everything calmly. You know, it's very, very difficult to deal with people when they're very uptight. An uptight person is very difficult. It's uptight and bitter and nervous. It's not good. First of all, it's not healthy. Right? How many maladies come from stress? Everybody knows that. Almost every sickness under the sun either is directly caused by stress or triggered by stress. Relax. We say there. You know, Baruch Hashem. The next thing, Hashvi'i. Number 7 says the Tomer Devorah, Panav tihiena me'irot tamid. The actual face, a person's face is not meant for himself. It's meant for others. You should always, there's a sefer called Panim Me'irot. Shelot Tshuvot Panim Me'irot. Right? Written by Maram Eisenstadt. Yeah? Bekitzu. So he wrote Panim Me'irot. You write Panim Me'irot. You wrote many different things. So Panim Meirot means that the face should be enlightening. It should be illuminating. A person should illuminate. You know, sometimes it's not even a joke. Sometimes people walk into a room and the whole room lights up. You know those kind of people? Yesh b'zimashu. A person can light up a room with his face, with a smile. V'yikabel kol adam b'sever panim yafot.
Roy, Rabbi, it's Roy.
I know. Anyway, remember, Ariel, mute yourself. Hey, mute. Okay, so he says like this. Rabotai, who in Pirkei Avot says, Heve mekabel et kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafot? Who said that? Interesting. Shammai Zaken. In Pirkei Avot, Shammai, who is known to be Shammai, excelled in what? Midat Adin, Midat Agivura. And he says, Kanir'e, you know, the Rambam in the Hakdama of Pirkei Avot, he writes, how come you find all the Tanaim saying different things? What is it, in Shas, when you find different Tanaim saying different things, that means they disagree. In Pirkei Avot, they disagree? No. Each one says what they always taught and what they were known for, what they excelled in. So obviously, if Shammai is teaching that, Shammai Omer Abim Kabel Et Kol Adam Masever Panim Afot, it's what Shammai Zaken excelled in.
Probably why the Ger went to him first.
Yeah, okay. So, Sheken, Beketer Ayon Be'or Pene Melech Chaim, with regards to the eternal and supreme Keter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, Be'or Pene Melech Chaim, the light of the living God's face. Yeah. Ve'en Shum Odem V'Din Nichnas Sham Kelal. According to Kabbalah, the color red is reminiscent of Midat Adin. There is no red, and there is no din that comes before, we spoke about this before, to the Keter. Kach or panav lo yishumne. A person's, the light on a person's face, the illuminations of a person's face, should never change. Tremendous thing, real, he says in Shara Bitachon. A person's boteach ba'ashem, you know what he says? He says, evlo belibo, or da'agato belibo, v'tzaholato al panav. that even when a person has that, you know, the yagon, sorrow in his heart, the face should always be what? Sahola. Never let other external stimuli change how you relate to people. You know, sometimes people have a bad day. In manasim. And sometimes people have a tendency to take out their bad day on other people. Person should be able to overcome that. And why does somebody else have to suffer because I had a hard day? Why does somebody else have to suffer because I'm going through something else? It's not fair, right? It's not fair. So he says, if somebody looks into your face, you should find nothing else in your face but simcha and pleasantness. Nothing in the world. Now this is a huge madrigat to get to a situation where a person's always smiling. You know people like that. People, and especially people with hard lives, and you see them always smiling and always, right, they're able to mekabel et kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafot. That's huge. That's a tremendous madrigat for a person to get to. It's work in progress, but at least we should know that such musagim exist. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. I wish you all a Shavua Tov, and be'ezrat Hashem, nir'e b'nechamat Zion b'mehra b'yamim.